الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم The rank of Sheikh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani A Tar's prayer O Allah, whoever reads or listens to this booklet The rank of Sheikh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani Raise them on the day of judgment in the Sheikh's company and forgive them and their parents without accountability. Ameen bi jahi khatimin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The excellences of sending salat upon the Prophet. The final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, Adorn your gatherings by sending salat upon me, as your sending of salat upon me shall be light for you on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala muhammad. Meeting Prophet Khidr, Imam Abu Muhammad bin Abd Basri rahmatullah alayhi was asked if Prophet Khidr alayhi salam was physically alive or not. He replied, I met Prophet Khidr and humbly inquired for him to tell me about Sheikh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani. He explained, he is unmatched amongst all beloveds and the qutb of every saint. No saint was granted a station except Allah bestowed Abdul Qadir a higher one. None of them were given the drink of divine love except Abdul Qadir was blessed with a sweeter one. None amongst the saints are as close to Allah as him. Allah kept one of his secrets within him, which allowed to excel beyond the other saints. Whoever Allah has given sainthood now and until the day of judgment, all of them respect, revere and love of Abdul Qadir. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Raised by two ranks. Let us now look at how renowned saints revered and loved Sheikh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayh. The successor of the Sheikh, Ali bin Hayti rahmatullahi alayh, said, I accompanied the Sheikh to the shrine of Sheikh Ma'aruf Qarqi rahmatullahi alayh, who was an accomplished saint. The Sheikh gave salam. As-salamu alayka ya Sheikh Ma'arufun. A'barnaka bidarajatayn. O Sheikh Ma'aruf, peace be upon you. We have exceeded you by two ranks. Via a voice from the grave, Ma'aruf Qarqi responded, Wa alayka salamu ya Sayyid Ahli Zamanihi. And may peace be upon you, O leader of those in your time. May Allah have mercy upon them and forgive us without accountability for their sake. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. As written in Fatawa-i Razaviyya, there is no doubt in the soaring rank of Ghawth al-Azm, Sheikh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayhi. A Ghawth is the leader of every saint in his era. Our Ghawth al-Azm has this position after Imam Hassan Askari radiyallahu anhu, and this shall endure until the arrival of Imam Mahdi radiyallahu anhu. His blessed foot is upon the neck of every saint. Everyone's Sheikh. Sheikh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayhi declared, humans and jinns have their separate sheikhs, yet I am a sheikh for them all. As he passed away, he said to his sons, the difference between you, me and the entire creation is that of the heavens and earth. Do not affiliate or compare me with anybody. Commemorating the blessings of Allah. Dear Islamic brothers, the statements of Sheikh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayh, in which he praises himself, are a way in which he announced the blessings of Allah and made them public. The Quran states, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, wa amma bi ni'mati rabbika fahaddith. And as for the blessing of your Lord, publicize it. Allah Almighty granted the Shaykh a great rank, many skills, and a host of virtues, and he rejoiced upon these blessings by making statements similar to that mentioned previously. He also warned people to refrain from criticizing or speaking ill of him due to his saintly position, otherwise they may fall into ruin. If anyone disparages or speaks ill of Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayh, they may even lose their faith. As Allah proclaimed in a hadith Qudsi, whoever has enmity for a saint of mine, I declare war upon him. This narration clearly specifies one should not insult Allah's saints. A gift from Allah. Abu al-Hasan Ali bin Sanjari rahmatullahi alayhi said, Shaykh Abdul Qadir is one of the world's kings, world and a gift from Allah to creation. A message for travelers to Baghdad. Sayyid Ahmad Kabir Rifai rahmatullahi alayhi was advising his nephews and murids when a man who intended to travel to Baghdad visited him. Sayyid Ahmad said, when you reach Baghdad, visit Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani if he is alive, or visit his shrine. Do this before anything else. Both Ahmad bin Abi Bakr Harimi and Abu Amr Uthman Sarifini rahmatullahi alayhi said, by Allah, there has not been a saint like Shaykh Abdul Qadir, nor will there be. His rank and qualities. Abu Amr Uthman bin Marzuq Qarashi rahmatullahi alayhi said, Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayhi is our Shaykh, Imam and Master. He is the leader of everyone upon the path of Allah in our time. He will be our Imam when we stand before Allah. The saints and distinguished names of our time took a staunch oath regarding in the importance of referring to the Shaykh's work and honouring his rank. Do not leave the ocean for a river. Abu al-Qasim Umar bin Mas'ud Bazzar rahmatullahi alayhi said, my Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayhi used to speak well of Adi bin Musafir rahmatullahi alayhi. I desired to meet this individual. I asked my Shaykh for permission to visit him, which he gave me. When I arrived at his abode, I found him sat at the door. O Umar, he exclaimed, welcome. You have left an ocean for a river. Shaykh Abdul Qadir is the leader of all saints in this era. How can I not respect him? Musa bin Mahin al-Zuli rahmatullahi alayhi said, as of now, Shaykh Abdul Qadir is the greatest person, a saintly leader, and head of the Arifin. How can I not respect him when heavenly angels do so? The founder of the Suhrawardi Sufi spiritual order, Shaykh Shihab ad-Din Abu Hafs Umar Suhrawardi rahmatullahi alayhi said, I went with my uncle and Shaykh Abu Najib Abdul Qahir Suhrawardi to visit Shaykh Abdul Qadir. My uncle honored him greatly and sat in silence. When we left, I asked him about the respect he showed and he replied, how can I not respect him when his being is perfect and complete? His authority stretches over the entire world. One day I visited Shaykh Abdul Qadir. During my stay, I thought of visiting Shaykh Ahmad Kabir Rifai. The Shaykh said, do you wish to see Shaykh Ahmad? When I said yes, the Shaykh lowered his head for a while before saying, O Khizr, here is Shaykh Ahmad. I then saw Shaykh Ahmad, who projected a majestic aura. I stood to greet him. He turned to me and said, why would someone who has visited the leader of all saints want to me? I am under his supervision. He then disappeared from my sight. After Shaykh Abdul Qadir passed away, I visited Sheikh Ahmad Kabir Rifai and found him to be the exact same in appearance as I had seen earlier. O Khizr, he said, was seeing me once not enough? Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. His saintly qualities. Mirza Mazhar Jani Jana rahmatullahi alayhi said, in my dream I saw a host of saints sat in a circle and meditating upon a raised platform. One was the leading name of the Naqshbandi order, Baha'uddin Naqshband. He was sat upon his knees, whilst Junaid al-Baghdadi was sat leaning against a pillow. Everybody suddenly stood and left. When I asked what was happening, I was told they were going to welcome the fourth caliph of Islam, Ali bin Abi Talib radiyallahu anhu. As he arrived, someone held his hand with great love and respect. I asked who this was and was told it was Uwais Qarni. A luminous room appeared and they all entered. I asked why they were doing this and someone answered, today is the urs of Sheikh Abdul Qadir rahmatullahi alayh and they have gathered to commemorate it. Glad tidings for Qadiris. Glad tidings for murids of the Sheikh, for he declared no matter how sinful any of them are, none of them will die until they repent. When someone loves the Sheikh dearly, his life changes. Sheikh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayhi said, I was given a register containing the names of my friends and all who will become my murids until the day of judgment, and I was told they are my responsibility. I asked the angel appointed upon hell if any of my murids are in there, to which it said no. He further stated, I take oath by the honour and majesty of my Lord. My hand of support is upon my murid just as the sky is above the earth. It is not an issue if my murid is not righteous. Alhamdulillah, I am righteous. By my Lord, I will not leave the court of Allah until all my murids are in paradise. The blessings of affiliation. Sheikh Abdul Qadir rahmatullahi alayhi said, glad tidings for he who saw me, or saw somebody who saw me, or looked upon somebody who looked upon somebody who saw me. I feel sorry those who have not. The great Sheikh also said, Allah promised me He will admit all my murids and friends into paradise. Whoever is affiliated with me and takes my name, Allah will accept and be graceful to them, even if they are sinful, simply because they are my murid. I made Munkar and Nakir promise to not scare my murids in their graves. The Sheikh explained, nobody can imagine the bounties Allah has prepared for His servants in paradise. O those who love the Sheikh, try to read biographies about him. Here is an amazing statement of his, and we ask Allah to grant us the ability to act upon it. We must always obey Allah and never deviate from the correct path. Make an intention to never sin again, to never miss a salah, to never miss a congregational salah without reason, to never leave obligatory fast, to pay zakat, to perform hajj when it becomes obligatory upon you, to never lie, and to not shorten the beard and grow it to a fistful in size. Make intention to refrain from watching movies, listening to music, looking at unveiled women, drinking alcohol, offering and taking bribes, dealing with interest, and disobeying your parents. These are all acts of disobedience which Sheikh Abdul Qadir rahmatullahi alayhi told us to avoid. Through the mercy of Allah, once we refrain from sins, perform good deeds, fill in the pious deeds booklet, travel with Madani Qafilas, and adopt the company of the righteous, We will then please Allah and His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and enter paradise with Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. A method of seeing Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani in a dream. As written in Madni Treasure of Blessings, whoever recites Qasida Ghawthiya 3 times will see Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayhi in their dream. Insha'Allah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad.